The world's Alex Galifant is here in the studio. Alex, are your credit card details safe?
I think so, Marco. I hope so, but I have a more pressing question. Privacy is only good because people aren't good. In a perfect world, we wouldn't need privacy. Is that right?
I have to think about that one. Well, why do you even ask?
Well, that question is an example of the kind of things students get asked to write about if they're trying to get admitted to either Oxford or Cambridge universities in the UK. And there's renewed criticism about that kind of approach, that kind of question.
What's the criticism about?
Well, that question sounds innocuous, but let me give you a few more essay okay. questions and you may get a better sense. These are all from recent Oxbridge entrance exams. Would you rather be a novel or a poem? Talk about a light bulb. And instead of politicians, why don't we let the managers of IKEA run the country?
So these are the questions that you have to answer to get into either Oxford or Cambridge. I could get into that.
Well, you do have separate questions, separate exams about, you know, your specific areas of study. But these are from what used to be called at least the general paper, kind of a general thinking assessment. And the idea is that questions like that help discriminate between kids that are intellectually gifted and kids that have just crammed a load of knowledge. And that's important when more and more British students are getting top grades straight out of high school. It's getting harder to pick the really smart, intellectually curious ones.
Well, it seems pretty sensible to ask these questions. What is the criticism then?
Well, there are two things. One, why shouldn't high school exams be the standard? If you've got the grades, you've got the grades. That's kind of a fair standard for everybody. And two, questions like this are a spectacular invitation to construct arguments from a basis of little or no knowledge. Then again, I've been trying to build a career on that. So
we call it BS here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Maybe give us one more example of the kind of questions one might be asked to get into Oxford or Cambridge.
Okay, and feel free, people out there, to send us your answer to theworld@pri.org. Okay, here's the question. How do you organize a successful revolution?
How do you organize a successful revolution? Well, send us your answer in 50 words or fewer to theworld@pri.org. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Marco.